It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
It's just not July 4th without a burger on your plate. To help you have a perfect burger this holiday weekend, here are some tried and true tips on making a better burger. First and foremost, buy the right ground beef. I suggest an 80-20 blend meat-to-fat ratio for the juiciest burger. Also, skip the pre-made frozen patties and use high-quality, freshly ground beef. Next, don't overwork the meat. People tend to add all sorts of binders to their meat, but keep it simple. Salt and pepper are your best friends when it comes to seasoning ground beef. Make sure the meat fits the bun. Add an extra 3/4 to 1 inch in diameter all the way around the burger to allow for shrinkage. Another way you can keep your burger the perfect shape is to add an indention to your meat. Press your thumb in the center of the meat, and that will keep it from swelling up as it cooks. How do you make sure your burger is juicy? Do not, under any circumstance, press the meat while it's cooking. People love to do that, but it lets out all those wonderful juices. Set out a spread of garnishes so your guests can build their burger just like they want. Lettuce leaves, sliced tomatoes, caramelized onions, jalapeno slices, pickles, and crispy bacon are just a few of the options. Also consider a variety of condiments like garlic aioli, numerous mustards, and ketchup. And last but not least, don't forget to toast the buns. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy 4th of July!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.